Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Mem. We will begin on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the fourth line, Itmar. In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about one washing themselves on Shabbos, on Yontif. When was the water heated? What is permitted and what is not permitted? Begins the Gemara, Itmar Chamin Shochman Erev Shabbos, water that was heated from Erev Shabbos. Rav Amar, Rav teaches us Lamachar on Shabbos, Roichetz ben Kol Gufoy, he could wash his entire body. But even though Rav is being lenient and allowing him to wash his whole body, the only way he could wash his whole body, says Rav, is Aver, each limb separately, one at a time. The Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel says, Leitira Lirchaitz, even though the water was warmed up before Shabbos, still Leitira Lirchaitz, El Panav Yadav Raglav, the pun only his face, his hands, and his legs. And as the Rishonim already explained, that this sack of Shmuel is that even though we're being lenient because the water was being heated up before Shabbos, it only allows you to do Pana Yad of Raglav. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Cham Shochem from Erev Shabbos, if you have water that was heated up from Erev Shabbos, Lamachar, Reich Ben Pana Yad of Raglav. Tomorrow you could wash your face, your hands, and your feet. Avaloi kol gufoy, not your entire body. So clearly indicates that even water that was heated before Shabbos could only be used to wash the pun of Yad of Raglav, not the entire body. To Yufta the Rav, isn't this clearly a refutation of Rav's psak that he said you could wash your entire body? Amlach Rav, responds Rav, that the way we're going to understand the braisa of loy kol gufoy doesn't mean that you're not allowed to wash your entire body. Rather, what it means is loy kol gufoy bebas achas. You're not allowed to wash your entire body in one time. Ella Aver, if you're going to wash your entire body, you have to be careful to wash each limb separately. Ask the Gemara, how could you interpret the braisa that way? Doesn't the braisa expressly say v'pon of Yad of Raglav? So the braisa is clearly indicating that only pun of Yad of Raglav is mutter, nothing else. Answers the Gemara, what the braisa meant when it said pun of Yad of Raglav, it didn't mean only pun of Yad of Raglav. It meant ke'ein pun of Yad of Raglav. Just like the pun of Yad of Raglav may be only washed each one separately. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, it's physically impossible to wash them all at the same time the way they're located on the body. Teaches us the braisa that so too is the halacha. According to Rav, you could wash your entire body, at least at this point of the Gemara, but it has to be each limb separately. So ask the Gemara Toshima from a different braisa. The braisa says, Lo yitira lirchoitz b'cham and shochma b'erev Shabbos. They did not allow us to use water, even though the water was heated up before Shabbos. Ela ponov yad of raglav. So the braisa says clearly that it has to be pun of Yad of Raglav, nothing else. Answers the Gemara, Hachinami, what it means is ke'ein pun of Yad of Raglav. What it means is that you have to wash each limb separately, but Rav will tell us that the braisa still holds it. You'll have to wash the entire body as long as you wash each limb separately. The Achroinim ask, what is new in this Kasha and Teretz that we didn't have in the previous Teretz, Kasha and Teretz? So they answer that in the previous Braisa it says Roichitz ben Ponov Yad of Raglav. So therefore we could say that it means not Jafka Ponov Yad of Raglav, it means every limb separately. But here the Braisa was stricter, was stronger. The braisa says lo yitira lirchoitz b'cham and shochem b'erev Shabbos elo pon of Yad v'raglav. So the Gemara thought that it's difficult to explain the braisa that way. Teaches us the Gemara that Rav will still explain the braisa that way. However, Tani Kavase the Shmuel, there's a Braisa that clearly indicates like Shmuel. The Braisa says, Cham Shochem Erev Shabbos, water that was heated from Erev Shabbos, L'macha Reichas Ben Yodav Raglov, Raglov, you can wash Pan of Yodav Raglov, Avaloi Kol Gufoi, not the entire body, Aver Aver. You're not allowed to wash it even one Aver at a time. Vein Tzarech Loimer, continues the Braisa to teach us, and certainly, Shechamet Shochem B'Yantav, if the water was heated on Yontif, then certainly you're not allowed to wash your entire body. You only can wash Panav Yodav Viraglov. So this Braisa clearly indicates that you can't wash the entire body, even Aver, Aver, one Aver at a time. The Rishonim debate. This Braisa speaks about Chamin Shehuchma B'Yontif. What, that you could only wash Panav Yonav Raglov. What would be the halacha if it was water that was heated off from before Yontif? What would be the halacha? Some Rishonim say that this brisa would allow us, if the water was heated up before Yontif, to wash Kol Gufoy, even Kol Gufoy B'Bas Achas. That's the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. The opinion of the Rashba is that you could only wash, you could use, if the water was heated up before Yontif, you could wash the entire body, Aver, Aver. Tosfos holds that Yontif and Shabbos should be treated the same way. And just like Shabbos, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, our Gemara expressly taught us, certainly according to Shmuel, that you could only wash Panav Yodav Raglav. So too would be the halacha, says Tosfos on Yontif. And that's the halacha that typically we're machmer with, not to wash the entire body, even with water that was heated before Yontif, unless there are extenuating circumstances. Says the Gemara, Rav Amasna Lehosh Matzah the Rav. Rav taught this halacha that Rav taught us, Bahai Lishna, in this version. He says, Cham Shochma B'Erev Shabbos, if you have water that was heated from the Erev Shabbos, L'machar Amar Rav. Here we have even a bigger cooler. Roichetz ben kol gufoy, you can wash your entire body. U'mishayir Ever Echad. As long as you leave one limb that you don't wash. So that shows that it's different. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei kol hanitiyufta. We asked all the various questions that from the Brises that clearly indicate that you're not allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos, even if it's water that was heated before Shabbos. And indeed, says the Gemara Tiyufta, all of these Brises indicate that the halacha is not like Rav, and the halacha certainly is not like this version of Rav, that you can wash your entire body as long as you leave one aver that you didn't wash. Amalei Rabbi Yosef Labaya. So Rabbi Yosef asked Abaya, Rava, mi kovet kishmatza the Rav. Did Rava act like Rav Paskin? And the Gemara says, Amalei, and why was Abaya asked? As we've discussed earlier, that Abaya grew up in the home of Rava. Abaya's name stands for Asher Becha Yeruchim Yosem. Abaya was unfortunately a Yosem from when he was a young boy. Rabbah took him in. And therefore, when they wanted to know what was Rabbah's opinion regarding any halachic question, they would ask Abaya because he grew up in the Rabbah's house and he presumably knew what Rabbah did. And in fact, after Rabbah passed away, Rabbi Yosef was appointed the Rosh Yeshiva, but he was very anxious to know what his predecessor Rabbah did. So Amalei Rabbi Yosef Labai Rabbah, did Rava follow the opinion of Rav in the Shilas that we're discussing about washing Shabbos Yontif? Amalei, to which Abaya responded, Lo Yadan, I actually don't know. Ask the Gemara, my Tiboile, what was Rabbi Yosef's question? Pshita de Loy Ovid. Of course he couldn't have followed Rav's opinion. Doi Tosef, we've just brought brises that refute Rav's opinion. So how could there be a question? Says the Gemara, Lishmele, maybe Rabbah says the Gemara, was not aware of these brises. And if Rabbi wasn't aware of these brises, he didn't know what Rav's opinion, he didn't know that Rav's opinion had been refuted. Says the Gemara, Vila Shmilei. Even if Rav was not aware that Rav's opinion had been refuted, how could there be a question? Vadai. Then certainly he followed Rav's opinion. Damar Abaya, and we learned this Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Kol Mili Damar of it Karav. Rabba always followed the opinion of Rav. Bar Mahani Tlas. There are three exceptions. Within these halachas, Ovid Kishmul, we follow the opinion of Shmuel. One is Matilin Lebegid Lebegid. We discussed this halacha. If tzitzis may be removed from one begid to another begid, that the halacha is that Shmuel held that you're allowed to take tzitzis off from one begid to another begid. We discussed that it may not be permitted. It's considered a bizui mitzvah. But when we learned these halachas to quickly review, we said that if the tzitzis that you want to replace are not so nice, or I saw that the Mishnah Brewer says, let's say the tzitzis are kosher, but they're only kosher because of a heter. Sometimes our tzitzis get torn. So al pidin, the tzitzis may be kosher, but you want to wear tzitzis. We learned in the previous shiurim, the gvaldige schar, that there is for the mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, you want to take off tzitzis to put on nicer tzitzis. The halacha is you're allowed to take off the tzitzis to put on nicer tzitzis, more mehudadig tzitzis. We also discussed that the Chai Adam discusses that it's difficult to untie the tzitzis. So if you're taking off the tzitzis and it's difficult to untie them, unknot them, it's just easier to cut them off. But by cutting them off, you make them puzzle. But the evid halach is you could do that as well. Again, because you're doing it to do the mitzvah nicer. Umadlikim miner lener, that the halach is you could light from one Hanukkah candle to another Hanukkah candle. We learned the sugya extensively at the beginning of our previous parak. Valocha krep shimon, the halach is that one may drag a table, a chair, a bed, a bench on the floor, as long as he doesn't have the intention of making a hole in the floor, because if you intend to make a hole in the floor, that's the malacha charisha. Not only is it mutter only if you have no intention, it also has to be that it's not a psik resha, that it's not for certain by dragging these things you're going to make a hole. The halacha is, like says the Gemara, the Rabba followed the opinion of Shmuel, that as long as it's not going to definitely make a hole in the ground, it's mutter. In all of these cases that we just discussed, these three halachas, Rav was machmer and Shmuel was mekel. And here, Rabba followed the opinion of Shmuel, but we see everywhere else, Rabba always follows the opinion of Rav. So if Rabba wasn't aware that Rav's opinion had been refuted, he certainly suggests the Gemara follow the opinion of Rav. Answers the Gemara, Kechurmei de Rav Ovid. He always followed the opinion of Rav when Rav was machmer, except for these three examples. Kikule de Rav, but loy Ovid. He didn't follow the lenient opinion of Rav. And our Gemara, when we speak about bathing on Shabbos, Rav is the mekel. And therefore, Rav didn't agree with Rav's opinion. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Merchet Shepakaku Nekavav. They used to have in their bathhouses, the way the bathhouse worked was that they had the heat under the mikvah, under the bath, and the heat would go up those vents. Says the Gemara, Merchet Shepakaku Nekavav Merv Shabbos. If the vents were closed from Erev Shabbos, that and like that you could be sure that the water in the bathhouse was not heated up from on Shabbos. Merchat Shepakaku Nekavav Erev Shabbos, L'matzei Shabbos, Amatzei Shabbos, Roichetz by Miyad. You could go to that bathhouse on Matzei Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, as we're going to learn in our Shia soon, Chazal said that we're not allowed to enter, you're not allowed to go to the bathhouse on Shabbos. And teaches us the Braisa that if somebody will go to the bathhouse immediately on Matzah Shabbos, people will think that the bathhouse water was warmed up on Shabbos. Since, says the Ran, the entire halacha, that under certain circumstances, that when something was done on Shabbos, you have to wait b'chdei shiyasu Matzah Shabbos, it's only a din d'rabbanan. So here, where the whole din that you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse on Shabbos, if the water wasn't heated on Shabbos, is only a din d'rabbanan, Chazal were not so makbid, and therefore Matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to go into that bathhouse right away. However, points out the Ran, it's only in the case of our Gemara, where the bathhouse vents were closed for the entire Shabbos. That's when you'll be able to enter the bathhouse Matzah Shabbos immediately. But if the bathhouse vents were open on Shabbos, even though there weren't any actual heating taking place, there were going to be machmer and not allow you to go into the bathhouse Matzah Shabbos until you wait the amount of time of B'day Shiyasu. So again, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Merchatz Shepakeku Nekavov, the Merchatz whose vents were closed up Me'erev Shabbos, L'Matzah Shabbos Reichetz B'Miyad, Matzah Shabbos, you can go into that bathhouse immediately. Pakakun the cover of Mayor of Yontif. Similarly, if the vents of the bathhouse will close up for Mayor of Yontif, Lamachar on Yontif, Nichnas and Meziah, you could go into the bathhouse to sweat, but you're not allowed to put on any water on your body. You're just allowed to sit there. And the Yotze Mishtatif, and then when you leave the bathhouse, as we discussed in our previous year, you could rinse your body, the Beis Achitzin, not in the main room where the water is, where the bath is in the Beis HaMerchatz. In the outer room, you could rinse yourself. That, again, the reason you could only rinse yourself in the outer room is that people should not say that you went into the bath on Yontif. By rinsing yourself specifically in the outer room, we could be more lenient. Tysus points out that this entire discussion that you go into the bathhouse and wash for Lazia on Yontif is only before we get to the next part of the Gemara that teaches us that were Gzeiris that were made. So there's a Machloikus Rishonim, if this halacha that the Gemara says now that Lahazia is mutter, is that only on Yontif or even on Shabbos? Some say that it's strictly on Yontif, where Zay is mutter, or some say it's even on Shabbos. But the Chiddush of the so if it's even on Shabbos, why did the Gemara choose to talk about Yontif? So the Rishonim explained the Chiddush is that even it's Yontif, and even though on Yontif was certainly more lenient, still the Gemara is only being lenient on Yontif regarding Hazia, but not Rechitza. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Masav Merchatz of Bnei Barak. There was an episode in the Merchatz of Bnei Barak. Shepakakun the cover Erev Yontif, where they sealed the vents Erev Yontif. L'machan nichnas Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Rebbe Kiva v'zibu. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva entered that mikveh for Hazor, for Yotzu v'nishtatfu, and then they walked out and rinsed themselves with hot water v'beis achitzen. Ella, not that this is always permitted, says the Gemara, Ella, this was a unique merchatz. This merchatz, chamin shalohayu mechupim b'nesorim, they had boards of wood before Yontif over the hot water, and since the hot water was totally inaccessible on Yontif, so whatever hot water was there from before Yontif, and the hot water didn't get heated up on Yontif, and that's why they were lenient. And when this question was brought to the Chachamim, they said that in order for Zeya to be mutter on Yontif, you don't have to have such a serious closure of the hot water. Rather, they said, even if it's not closed, you may enter such a bathhouse for Zeya on Yontif. But as we've been discussing, once people began not following the halacha properly, they started saying that Zay is also in Shabbos Yontif. Yontif for sure. And Bat Yar Shakrochim. And then the bathhouses of the large city. The halacha says the Gemara is Matayel Behen. Somebody could walk in, just walk through the bathhouse. Veina Choshish. And maybe you don't have to worry that people are going to say that you're going in Lazia, because it's obviously you're just taking a walk. Ask the Gemara, what is meant when the Gemara just said Mishurabu Oivra Aveira? What is meant when it said Oivra Aveira? Says the Gemara, Omer Mishum Ben Pazi, Omer Mishum Ben Levi, Mishum Ben Kapora, B'tchila Yerechtzim B'cham Shuch Mem Erev Shabbos. They were careful to wash themselves only in water that was heated before Shabbos. Hischila Abalonim, but the people who were the bathhouse attendants, began Lahochim B'Shabbos, started to heat water on Shabbos, and they said Me'erev Shabbos Chochmo. So that they used to lie. So the Rashba says, it's a tremendous way of learning the Gemara. They lived in a different world. There was no concern in their world that somebody deliberately heated water on Shabbos. So what's pshat in the Gemara that they heated that they went that they were worried that their people were heating up water on Shabbos? So the Rashba says that the Yerushalmi says that what they were concerned about was that they were choyte begecholim. The concern that we learned many times in our Masecht already, particularly in this parak, that you're not allowed to stoke a fire. And they didn't, chas v'sholem, make a fire. The fire was there from before Shabbos, but they were concerned that the fire was getting diminished, so they would stoke the fire. And they used to say, Me'erev Shabbos Chochmo, that it got heated up from Erev Shabbos. And therefore, at that point, Asru, Chazal said, as Chamim, you're not allowed to wash yourself in hot water, even if that water was heated from before Shabbos, V'hitiru as Hazeya. But Zeya was still allowed. However, V'adayin, Roich Tzim B'Chamim, they still would wash themselves in water that was heated before Shabbos, and the Oimrim, they would said, Mezima Nachnu, we only went into the Berchatz for Hazal. So therefore, Chazal saw no choice, and Chazal also had Esazeya, Metiru Bechai Metferia. But in Chai Metferia, they were more lenient. They were more lenient because Chai Metferia, as we discussed at length in our previous year, is not told us Ha'or. It's told as a chama. It's not heated up by fire. It's natural thermal springs. And they were more lenient. But they still would use chamei or and saying they would wash themselves in regular water that was heated up by fire. And they would lie and say that they washed themselves in the chamei tferia. So they said even chamei tferia is osur. But they allowed cold water. That Chazal saw that this was a gzera she'ein hatzibur yichoyim lamed by. So at that point, they allowed chamiteria, but gzeya b'mkaymai medes, zeya is osur on Shabbos. So as we speak about this halacha of washing oneself in water that was heated before Shabbos, we learned in the Gemara that because the bathhouse attendants did the wrong thing, Chazal said, you're not allowed to take a bath in hot water on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham quotes the Maril, who says that not only in a hot water may we not bathe on Shabbos, but even cold water bathing is osur, because bathing often results in many different shailas, schita haitzah. The Chacham Tzvi writes, based on this Gemara, that a woman may not immerse in a hot mikveh on Friday night. If they should wait, if the water is still hot from Erev Shabbos, they should wait until the water cools off and is only lukewarm. And therefore, the Chacham Tzvi goes so far to say that if a woman needs to use the mikveh on Friday night, and the mikveh water is still going to be hot on Friday night, what she should do is wait, go to the mikveh right before night, even though a woman should normally not go to the mikveh until it's night. She should go to the mikveh during Bein Hashmashos. However, Dorcha Shulchan is lenient, and that's the opinion of most poskim, because they say, when our Gemara is being so strict about bathing in hot water, and only refers to water which is Yatzledes. We'll speak about Yatzledes soon. Yatzledes, Rav Moshe said, is anywhere between 110 and 160 degrees. But water which is less than that is no problem. But the carbon asano takes a much different approach. And he says that everything that we've been discussing in our Gemara is only about taking a bath. But going to the mikveh, they did not make any gzeiros. The Chai Adam disagrees. And the Chai Adam says that even when Chazal, even if we're more lenient by a mikveh, we have to make sure that the mikveh water is not very hot. Our Gemara, yesterday's shir, today's shir, discussed the Chamei Tveria. There's a discussion in the Paiskim and whether Chamei Tveria is considered bishul for various different shilas. There's a discussion amongst the Paiskim, if somebody cooks a food in the Chamei Tveria, would there be an issue of bishul akum of food that's cooked in the Chamei Tveria? Is that considered bishul? Because again, as we just learned, it's not told us ha'or, it's told us achama. So the Kaf HaChayim teaches us in Yoridei's Simin Kuf Yud Gimel Ois Ayin Dalid V'chamei Hamavashu B'chamei Tferi Lo Yizbarer. It's not quite clear what is the halacha regarding Bishul Akum in food that's cooked in the Chamei Tferi or Mashma the Shori. But he says it seems that it should be Mutter Dumi the Me'ushev Enoch, because it's not regular form of cooking, and since it's not the regular form of cooking, says the Kaf HaChayim, he thinks that there is no issue of Bishul Akum with such food. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hayman da Ovar ad Rabbonan. If somebody just violates an Issa de Rabbonan, Shori lemikra le Avaryana, we're allowed to call him an Avaryan. Avaryan means a Balavera. Says the Gemara, Kaman, from where did Rava take this psak? Says the Gemara, Kaitana. The Gemara just said, Mishurabu Oivre Aveira. What was the Aveira that the Gemara was referring to? That water that was warmed up from Erev Shabbos, they used to lie and say they only did Hazar. But the Isra of washing oneself in water that was heated from Erev Shabbos is only an Isra de Rabbanon. Yet the Gemara calls them Oivre Aveira. And the Chafetz Chaim and the Meiri explain, why are we allowed to call a person by a derogatory name, Oivrei Aveira? Because we want to make sure that nobody's going to learn from their inappropriate behavior. And by calling them that name, we will prevent that. But the Chafetz Chaim says that we only could do this if the person does the Aveira a number of times. If a person just did an Aveira once, then he's not considered an Oivrei Aveira. And the Ramban makes a very interesting point. The Sefer Megillus Esther makes this point. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. So the Ramban makes that observation. It's an open Gemara that somebody who's an Oivrei Aveira de Rabbonon is called Avaryan. So why doesn't the Rambam quote it? So he says, because it goes back, the Megillas Esther says, it goes back to something that we discussed earlier in our Masechta. When we spoke about Chanukah, the Gemara says, from where does the Yont of Chanukah come? And the Gemara says, from the Pasuk of Leisosur, you have to do whatever Chazal tell us, no matter what. And the Rambam, when we learned that Gemara, we quoted the Rambam, says that therefore every Rabbanon holds the Rambam is really a Daraisa. So there's never something which is only a derabbanan. So there's no need for the Rambam to talk about something which is only a derabbanan. Continues the Gemara. And batoyes shel krochim. We spoke about this earlier. The bathhouses of the large city. We learned metal ba'vein achoshish. Somebody could walk through those bathhouses and need not be concerned. Says the Gemara. Amarava. Dafka krochim. Only the bathhouses of the large cities do we have this heter. Av the kfarim, of the villages loy. There we don't have this heter. Ask the Gemara, my tamma, what's the reason for the distinction? Answers the Gemara, Kiven the Zutrin, since the bathhouses in the villages were very small, Nafesh Havlayu, and there's a lot of heat, and somebody who walks through those bathhouses will certainly be Mazia, and if it'll certainly be Mazia, we just learned that you're not allowed to be Mazia on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tana Bonim, Mechama Adam Kenegan Madura, a person could sit next to the flame and get warm, and then he can wash himself off with cold water. Since he's not being washed, he's not getting hot from the water, but from his body, that's why it's mutter. However, what you may not do is shlo yistata betzoinen, rinse yourself with cold water, v'yishchamim k'negen ha'madura, and then sit by the flame. Nay, in that point, mafshir shemafshir chaim shalav, you're heating the water that's on you. And since you're heating the water that's on you, that looks like, says Tosfos, Rechitzis b'Shabbos b'Chamim, washing yourself in hot water, which we just explained is Usur. Others say that the Isser is not because it looks like Rechitza b'Chamim b'Shabbos, but it's also because you're Mavashal, you're cooking the water that's on your body. Tana Rabbanan, Mechem Adam Aluntis, a person can warm up an Aluntis, a towel, umanicha b'nei ma'im b'Shabbos, and put it on your stomach on Shabbos. They used to do that if they had a stomach ailment. Uvat shelo yovi kumkim, you're not allowed to bring a small pitcher of water. You're not allowed to bring a small kettle of water. Uvat shelo yovi kumkim shemaim chaim v'nechena b'maim Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. And actually, says the Gemara, v'davaza afil b'chol asur. Not only should you not do this on Shabbos, because we need to be concerned that the water is going to spill out and it's going to look like you're washing yourself with hot water on Shabbos. But even during the week, you shouldn't do it. Because it's a sakana if that boiling kettle will break open and you'll burn yourself with the hot water. Of course, if the water is not boiling, it's only lukewarm, then during the week, it's mutter. Tana Rabbanan. Begins the Gemara Braisa, maybe Adam Kitin Shamayim, a person could bring a pitcher of water, or Menichai Keneger Medura, and he could put it in front of the fire on Shabbos. However, quotes the Gemara, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to heat, you're not allowed to heat up that water. Ella Bishvil Shatofik Tsinosan. The only reason you're doing it is to take off that it shouldn't be so cold. And when we learn this Gemara, there's a very, very important Machloikis Rishonim. Here we're saying that we'd like to put the cold water next to the fire in order that it should just take off some of the chill. Not allowed to let it get to Yatzeledes. So now the question is, the Rishonim debate. Are you allowed to put it in a place where it could get very hot, but you're going to be careful to remove it before it gets very hot? Or is what the Gemara is saying, I'm only allowed to put it in a place where it can never get very hot. But if it's a place where it could get to Yatzeledes, even though it's my intention to take it off before it gets very hot, the halacha is that it's already usur because I may not take it off. Big machlokes rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmer and not put water that's cold near the fire. Of course, we're not talking about putting it on the oven that we discussed at the beginning of the parrot. But we shouldn't even put it near to in a place where it could get to Yatzeledes. Rav Yehuda Omer, says the Gemara further. Rav Yehuda says, Mavi isha pach shel shemen, a woman could bring a pitcher of oil, or menichsa keneg medura, and put it next to the fire. V'loi b'shvil shibashel, not that it's her intention that it should get cooked, el b'shvil shiposher, that it should just take off the chill, that it should be warmed slightly. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Isha Socha Yada B'Shemen, a woman could smear her hand with oil, Umechama Masoi Kenegan Madura, and heat it in front of the fire, the Socha Alabna Cotton, and she could smear her young son, Veina Cheshesh, and she need not be concerned. However, to put it in a pitcher next to the fire, he holds, is usur, even if the pitcher oil even if the oil in the pitcher would not get completely cooked. Ibailuhu. Ask the Gemara. Shemin, mahu l'tanakama. According to the Tanakama that only spoke about water, what will be his opinion regarding oil? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damit Avayu l'teira, that he will allow to put oil in such a place. Rav Nachma Yitzchak Amar l'isura, that he may not. So explains the Gemara this machlokes. Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Damit Avayu l'teira, their opinion is that according to the Tanakama, Shemen, afi sheyad seledes ba, even though it gets very hot, tiyat seledes ba, mutter. Why? The Kesava Tanakama, shemen ein b'vishum bishul, that shemen doesn't need cooking, and the way the Magen Mishnah explains, something that doesn't need cooking, and something that doesn't get better through cooking, we need not be concerned. And that's why the Sharet Zion says that this halacha is strictly by oil. But let's say you'll put a fruit that does improve with cooking, it would not be mutter. Vasa Rabbi Yehuda Lameima, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he holds shemen yesh b'mishum bishul, that there is a concern of bishul by oil, and have sheiroi, but just taking off just warming it slightly, loizeh b'shuloi, is not considered bishul. Vasa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lameima, comes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to say, number one, Shemin yesh b'mishum bishul, that there is a concern of bishul even by oil, and furthermore, v'av sheiroi zay bishuloi, and taking off the heat is considered bishul. Although the Pnei Yeshua says that it's not bishul midaraisa, it's only bishul midrabbanan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar l'isura, shemin al pi she'en yatz ledes boy, shemin, even though it's not going to get to yatz ledes boy, osur, because Sover, he is of the opinion, Shemin Yesh B'Vishim B'Shulai, V'Sherezu B'Shulai. And therefore, only Mayim is Mutter, but Shemin will be Aser. V'Aser B'Yehuda Oymer, Hafsher Eloizeh B'Shulai, just taking off the heat, the cold, is not considered Bishul. V'Aser B'Shim G'Mayim Oymer, Shemin Yesh B'Vishim B'Shulai, V'Sherezeh B'Shulai. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the same as the Tanakama. They both hold that there's an Issa Bishul by Shemin, and they both hold that it's even by Hefsheroi. So what's their machloikis? Answers, the Gemara, Ikebenai Kalachiyad. Their machloikis will be if you didn't do it like the way you do it during the week. Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to hold that that's Mutter, and the Tanakama is going to hold that even if you did a Kalachiyad, it's Asur. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Echet Shemin Vechemayim, both oil or water, Yad Seledes Boy, to heat them to the degree of Yad Seledes is Osir, and Yad Seledes Boy, but if it's not to such a serious degree, Mutter, it will be Mutter. Because they are of the opinion, since it's not Yad Seledes Boy, it's not considered, so that's only Hafsheroi, and Hafsheroi is not considered Bishul. Ve'echidami, ask the Gemara, how do we define, ask the Gemara, Yad Seledes Boy? How do we define Yatz Ledes? Says the Gemara, Amar Chava, Kol Shekrisa Shatinek Nichvas Boy. If it gets so hot, the child's stomach, which obviously has softer skin, would get burnt. That's Yatz Ledes. And I said, the Pais can say it's anywhere from 120 and up. Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Pamachas Nechnasti Acher Rebbe LeBeis HaMerchetz. I once followed Rebbe into the Beis HaMerchetz, and I wanted to put it was the Chamei Tveria, and I wanted to put a pitcher of oil on the floor of the Chamei Tveria. Amali told me, Toba Kli Sheni, don't put it into a Kli Rishon, put it only into a Kli Sheni, and that's how, put the oil into a Kli Sheni. So now our Gemara teaches us a new halacha. And the halacha is that a kli rishon is mevasho, something that's a kli rishon. What is the definition of a kli rishon? So certainly a pat that's on the fire is considered a kli rishon. But the Paiskim say that not only a pat that's on the fire is considered a kli rishon, even when it's taken off the fire, it's still considered a kli rishon. And some Paiskim are of the opinion that if you have, let's say, a pot of soup on the fire and you use a ladle to take the soup out of that pot, that that ladle would also be considered a kli rishon. Says the Gemara Shema Min HaKlas, and from this story we're able to learn three halachas. One is Shema Min HaShemen Yesh Bei Mishul Bishul, that there's a concern of Bishul even by oil. Shema Min HaKli Sheni Einim Avashel, but we need not be concerned by Kli Sheni. And Shema Min HaHevsheiroi, just being mafshur the oil, that also is considered Bishul. Why? So certainly, when we speak about a Kli Rishon, tells us Tosfos, we have to be concerned. The only time we need to be concerned, as we said, the Kli Rishon remains a Kli Rishon even after you take it off the fire. But Tosfos says it's only a concern as long as the liquid in that Kli Rishon is Yat Seledespa. But once it's not Yat Seledespa, then we need not be concerned about the Kli, about it. By Kli Sheni, we could be make even with Yat Seledes. Why is there a difference, explained the Rishonim, between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? Because the walls of the pot, which are a Kli Rishon, contribute in heating the food. That you only have by Kli Rishon, not in a Kli Sheni. Ask the Gemara, but Heichi Avad Hachi, how did he paskin a Shaila in the Merchatz? V'am Rabba Barab Chana, Am Rabbi Yochanan B'cham Mokum Mutal Laharer, a person is allowed to think divrei Torah everywhere. Chutz min beis hamerchatz, in the bathhouse, or beis hakisei, in the bathroom. V'chi teima. And you want to perhaps say b'loshen chol amalei. He didn't speak in loshen kodesh. Ask the Gemara, that isn't the heter. Because v'amar abaya, dvarim shechol mutal la'amar b'loshen kodesh. You're allowed to say dvarim shechol in loshen kodesh in, even if you're speaking Hebrew. If it's not Divrei Torah, you're allowed to say them in the Beis HaMerchatz, even in Lashon Kodesh. Whereas Shel Kodesh, Divrei Torah, also Lomra may not be said in the Beis HaMerchatz, even if you say it in Lashon Chayil, even if you don't say it in Lashon Kodesh. Answers the Gemara, Afrushim Yisurishani. He saw somebody going to do the wrong thing. When it's a situation where somebody's going to do the wrong thing, there we're allowed to say it. They were allowed to prevent a person from doing something wrong, even the Beis HaMerchatz. Teida, I'll bring you a riot to that, says the Gemara. Dom Rav Yudah Mishmul, Maisa B'Talmidu Shremeya, Shenichnas Achra L'Beis HaMerchatz. A Talmud of Remeya went after him into the Beis HaMerchatz. Ubikesh L'Adiach HaKarka, and he wanted to clean the floor. What they used to do, the way I sort of showed him explain, that he was going to empty out the water. He was going out to empty out the water and put in and clean the floor. Amaloi, Eimadichim, you're not allowed to clean the floor on Shabbos because we have to be worried about Hashvas Gumas, that you're going to fill up the holes. And that's considered Chayrish. Losachloi Karka, so he wanted to smear the floor with some sort of good smelling oil. Amaloi, Ein Sochen, there also, you're not allowed to even do that. So how did he speak in the Beis HaMerchatz? The answer is, Alma, Afrushim Yisurim, since it was a situation that he was trying to prevent him from doing something Osir, Shani, that's permitted in the Beis HaMerchatz. Hachinami, here too, Lafrushim Yisurim, whenever it's to prevent a person from doing an Aveira, that you're allowed to do even in a Beis HaMerchatz. And as I saw, the Ritva explains the story, the second story is a lot more powerful than the first story, because there we said a halacha of Ein Sochen. But certainly you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah in a Beis HaMerchatz. The Yerushalmi, I saw, does allow one, if somebody's in a Beis HaMerchatz and he has a question that he's allowed to ask in a Beis HaMerchatz, because he needs to do, he needs to know what to do. Another question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss is, we're not allowed to say Divrei Torah, we're not allowed to think Divrei Torah in a Beis HaMerchatz. But what would be the halacha of thinking about the Godless Hashem? Is one allowed to think about the greatness of Hashem in the Beis HaMerchatz? So many Paiskim are much more lenient regarding that. And in fact, I saw that in the Shir HaYichud for Yom Shlishi, in the Shira Yichra of the third day of the week, we say, Af kol tenufos loyte tefenacha. Anything that's tamei cannot make you tamei. What does that mean? What that means is that even though we're in a Beis HaMerchetz or Beis HaKisei, where we're not allowed to think Divrei Torah, thinking about the godless Hashem, thinking about the greatest of Hashem, nothing could affect that. Amar Ravina, Shema Mino, Amavash B'chamei Tveri B'Shabbos. If somebody cooks in the Chamei Tveri on Shabbos, Chayiv. The Maisa, the Rebbe, the story of Rebbe that he entered into the Beis HaMerchetz, was L'acha Gzeira. After Chazal said that you're not allowed to do Rechitzo or Hazor on Shabbos. And it must be that it was the Chamei Tveria. And on this Chamei Tveria, he told him, Toba Klei Sheni V'tein, that even the Chamei Tveria, you have to use only Klei Sheni. And he asked the Gemara, V'am Rav Chizda Mevash B'Chamei Tveria B'Shabbos Potter. So what are you telling me that the Chamei Tveria is a Moloch Adoraisa? So he says, Ma Chayiv Nami the Kamar. When Ravina said that Yechayiv, he meant Marcus Mardis. He only meant that you over the Rabbanim. Amar Rav Zeira continues the Gemara. Ano chazita leRavua the shot bambati that he went into a bath into a pool on Shabbos. V'lo yodano, if I don't know iokar ilo iokar, if he picked up his legs or not. The halacha is that on Shabbos and Yontif you're not allowed to go into, you're not allowed to swim. The halacha is because Chazal were concerned that you may make a chavash shaitim. Says the Gemara. He certainly didn't swim. The Tanya, we're going to learn. You're not allowed to take a swim in a pool, even in a Rishus HaYachid. So how could it be a question that he picked up his legs? After the Gemara Loi Kasha. Ha, the last leg of Duday. If there's no walls around it, so there it looks like a river and a lake. And there's a loch, you're not allowed to swim in a lake. Ha, this leg of Duday. But if it has walls around it, so if it has walls around it, it looks like, it doesn't look like a lake. And the only time Chazal were concerned about swimming is in a place that looks like a river or a lake. But a place that doesn't look like a river or a lake, Chazal were not concerned. And therefore, you could maybe even pick up your feet when you go into such a brecha on Shabbos for Yom Tov.